Adams County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, afternoon. Thanks for listening today. Doing something a little different. We are out at Aviva Health, the Vets and Their Pets event happening now till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Aviva on the nonprofit campus just north of Costco along Northeast Stevens. And Casey Bolton, CEO of Aviva, on with us. Talk about this event today, what you're trying to do.
Well, Kyle, we want to honor those who have served our nation and do it in a way where everything's free. So we've got several vendors out here doing free massages, things for dogs. As you can see, there's dozens of dogs out here that have walked through, and just provide a free meal and say thank you for your service.
And, of course, tomorrow, Veterans Day. Talk about just a snapshot of your time in service.
Wow. You know, I went through ROTC after a little bit in the reserves at OSU. I went through ROTC and thought I was going to get out, and then Desert Shield and Storm happened and stayed in, and ended up being 28 years later, I left service, retired. But I'm just happy to be here. I love what we do here at Aviva, and just a way to get back to the community. It's fantastic.
So 28 years, huh?
28 years on active duty, 3 in the reserves.
Yeah. Wow. And so they at that point, they allowed folks to go in like during preschool.
Okay. You got me on that one.
Okay.
Yes, I was 10 years old when I enlisted, yes.
Well, wow, you've heard it on live radio, so it must be true. So
has to be true.
Absolutely, along with if it's on the internet, you know. So it took a kind of a cool situation here because Aviva, with this new building, with the way things are laid out here, and you're in this perfect location for events like this. You had the one a few weeks ago on Trick or Treat Night.
Yeah, so that's actually by design. This lower parking lot, we, with intention, said, okay, we could do events there. We're going to end up needing the lower parking lot. We're on the cusp of opening an in-house pharmacy as well. But what you can't see is behind the clinic there, the mobile clinic, we actually have hookups for two separate food trucks. And every Tuesday now, Relish has been coming out to serve. And we feel like the community sort of resource, Jerry Bruce Campus. So we just kind of embraced that and ran with it.
Wow. Well, it's a neat setup. Talk about you've got a lot of different folks here today. But I noticed that you appear to be serving food as well.
We have hot dogs and hamburgers. They're from Costco. Costco did a small donation for us, and which we appreciate. And we also have a vegan option for them as well. We've got some chips and sodas, and for the people who like ice cream, we've got that. We got pup cups and some little bit of everything. Yeah.
Wow. So. Talk about the organizations that are out here, and if somebody comes out, what they're able to do, who they're able to talk to.
So we've got Davidson's Massage. He's out here doing free chair massages. I think they're 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes for veterans. We have a lot of stuff for the dogs, for the puppers. We've got grooming, toenails being clipped. We've got vaccines from For the Love of Paws. They're doing that. Sutherland Grooming's doing the grooming, and then Saving Grace is waiving their adoption fee for veterans and letting them folks sign up to adopt a pet out here.
Wow. So, and again, this just goes till 2 o'clock, right?
We'll go till 2 o'clock. That's correct.
So, for folks that are out cruising around right now, a chance to come out and just have a good time, and you even got good weather.
We got really lucky with the weather. It's fantastic. It was a little chilly this morning, but it's warming up, and it's great.
That's neat. And now tomorrow, Veterans Day Parade, that is a big deal in Roseburg, the Submariners. And it's interesting, tomorrow we're going to play an interview. I did a few days ago with one of them. The technical word is Submariner. However, he said everybody that's done it calls themselves Submariners.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, which I didn't know. But it's an interesting branch of he was in the military in his particular case, and we'll let him tell his story tomorrow. But it's pretty fascinating because, frankly, it's not anything I could ever do. The concept of being, you know, submerged underwater for, oh, let's say weeks at a time in close quarters where you barely had enough room to, bunk at night. I would not handle that well. Yet so many people did, and they did it for months on end during sometimes simple times, but sometimes during times of war. Boy, talk about a sacrifice.
Yeah, I couldn't do that either. I'm glad I was in the Army. We got to sleep under the stars. So, yeah, I would not be able to do that submariner thing.
But, yeah, the submariners or submariners are being honored at the Veterans Day event tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Well, Mark out here with Aviva has put together some other folks for us to talk to. And I think the next one is right over here. Now, this is where you point on live radio. And talk to people. I get to meet them for the first time. So go ahead and get real close to that okay. And tell us your name.
Jim Simpson.
So, Jim, what brings you out here today?
My daughter. She's a member of the board.
Oh, okay. So what do you think out here? Looks like a cool time.
I think it's great. All these dogs and people.
So
everybody
go ahead.
Seems real friendly.
Make sure and hold the mic real close there.
Okay.
So talk about your background in the military-wise.
Well, I got drafted right out of high school, and Vietnam was going on back then, so I figured that's where I was going to end up. My first thought was to run off to Canada. But I didn't want to live without the rest of my life, so I let them draft me. And then I got to boot camp and told them I didn't like to hunt, fish, hike, or camp out, which was all a lie. And at least I'm being honest now. So I ended up in a helicopter in Vietnam.
Wow.
I went over as an armament repairman. I had to make sure wherever they aimed, the guns hit what they were aiming at. So I spent a year over there. And just for all the kids out there, there's no feeling in the world like getting shot at, so don't go to war.
And how many years were you in the service?
Two years. They tried to bribe me to stay longer with money, but I'd had enough. A year of getting shot at was good enough for me.
Wow, yeah, that's got to be a tough one. So what have you done career-wise in life?
Career-wise, well, I tried real estate for a while, ex-real estate broker. I sold shoes like Al Bundy, and I worked at Apex, actually, for about 7 years. And right now I had open-heart surgery a few years ago, so they've kind of retired me, told me I'm 100% disabled. So I play golf 3 days a week and bowl twice a week.
Gee, bummer.
You got to be doing something. I might as well be doing that.
Well, that sounds like a neat chance to kind of take it easier. And how long have you lived in the Umpqua Valley?
I've been here all my life. I was born in Hawaii. My dad was in the Navy. He was at Pearl Harbor when they came in. And I was born in the same hospital as Obama.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have a birth certificate.
Wow. There you go.
I'm not sure he does.
Well, that's a whole nother show. And so you've been here a long time, get a chance to get out and enjoy things in life. Now, have you gotten over? I see that we've got lunch over here. Have you got?
Yeah, I had a cheeseburger, and it was delicious.
Neat. So this goes on till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Have you got a chance to talk to some of the other some of the booths around here?
Yes, I have. My daughter's introduced me to almost everybody here, actually.
Wow.
She's out here a lot. And on the board, so I think I already said that.
Neat. Well, we appreciate you talking to us.
Well, it's nice to be here. Thank you.
All right, going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. We're live at Aviva in the parking lot along Stephen Street in Roseburg, just north of Costco. the Vets and Their Pets event happening until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Talking to some of the folks that are out here from different organizations and some of the veterans that have come out, like Lonnie Saxton. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your background in the military.
Yeah, I was in the Navy from 1980 to 1990, so 10 years aboard ship.
And how did that, was that something, did you seek after doing that?
Yes, yeah, I enlisted right here in Roseburg and spent time in Virginia, California, and in Hawaii.
Oh, you got to go to Hawaii, so which part?
Yeah, I was stationed at Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
Yeah. Went there with one daughter, came back with three. And my youngest daughter works here at Aviva, and she's in HR department.
All right. What's her name?
Esther.
All right.
She goes by Essie.
All right, cool. So you came out here today. Did you get lunch already?
I did. It was awesome. Thank you.
And have you talked to some of the organizations out here?
Yeah. Been around a little bit. The National Guard and some of the others.
And so how long were you in the military?
10 years.
Oh, you bet. You just
a little
said
over
that.
10 years.
So what was the, maybe the highlight of your time in service?
Well, in 1983, in March, I was in San Francisco and went east around the planet and back to San Francisco in October. So I rode on an aircraft carrier, USS Carl Vinson. We did a world cruise, and it was launched in Newport News, Virginia, and then was stationed in San Francisco at Alameda.
Wow. How long did that take?
8-month cruise. So we got to see a lot of different countries.
Wow. That really sounds intriguing.
Yeah. We spent the 4th of July in Perth, Australia. And got to do some good shopping in Hong Kong and bought my wife a set of china, and we still have it.
But she wasn't on the trip, was she?
No, she was home with our brand new daughter.
So how does that go over when you go see the world and she stays at home?
Well, back then there was no cell phones. I've only called like 2 or 3 times, and we really missed each other.
Wow, yeah, that element would have been interesting, but yet the opportunity to see so much in one period of time, I mean, that's got to be something that you still think about frequently.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We saw Japan and Korea and Monaco, France, Casablanca, Morocco, and Abidjan, Ivory Coast.
Wow. And now, how long have you been in Roseburg?
I grew up in Glide, so I've been here since 62.
Wow, okay. So what do you do now?
I work at Diamond Power Equipment.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. That's actually where my lawnmower came from. So
yeah, well, I'm a service writer there, and love my job and love the company and love this community.
And for somebody who's thinking about maybe coming out here today, what do you like best about this event?
Oh, the groceries for sure. Yeah. The hamburger and hot dogs are awesome.
Neat.
And there is ice cream, too.
Oh, very good. All right, Lonnie, well, thanks for talking to us.
All right, you bet.
All right, and next up, why don't you introduce yourself to folks?
Hi, I am Dawn for the Levipaws. I am the practice manager and founder of our nonprofit animal hospital we have here in town. We do a veterans program and a sliding scale.
So how long have you had that organization?
We've actually founded in 2015. We're all experienced, and we just saw the need for our veterans in town and our lower income. We do service everybody, but with our sliding scale, it's able to help others with their pets or help the pets in need for different things, and we want to give back to our community and our veterans. Our veterans program is 2 free wellness exams every year on top of 10% off. And then, again, everybody who comes to us helps the other pets also.
So what was it that led to you getting into this kind of work? It seems like you've got to have a lot of dedication, something you really want to do.
Well, I got to tell you, I was an Air Force spouse for over 21 years and have been around the world. My father is a veteran, and my father is the surgeon and a veterinarian. He has owned businesses and retired, and just we always want to give back to our community, being military prior. You just want to be part of the community. Your community is your family, and if we all take care of each other, then it makes a better community.
So what about dogs is special to you?
Oh, that companionship, that unconditional love, that they're always there when you need them to be there. It's either you're a companion for them or they're a companion for you. And if you're, you know, an older senior and have that companion in your house, it just makes a huge difference. It's like a family member. And the animals, they can't talk much, but they deserve just as much as we all do. And just being there for those animals in need and or just educating people on what the animals need and making it a better world that way, that's what we strive for. We just want to make sure they're good and healthy, just as if we were taking, Aviva was taking care of you and making sure you're healthy.
So coming through this part of the pandemic, and what, for animals, I imagine for a lot of people that ended up at home a lot more, the animal really got a lot more connected with its owner.
They did. When COVID hit, we were essential, just like Aviva. We were essential for the animals. We did not stop at all. So what happened was people were adopting. They were at home. They were able to adopt animals. They were able to watch their own animals and actually see different things going on with their own animals. So it's kind of blown up the animal medical world. And it's very hard to get into different facilities for your animals. I would say if you have a relationship with multiple veterinarians, now is the best thing for you to do because everybody has been so packed. We have not slowed down. And people are paying attention. And then you got to be careful when you go back to work. If you have to go back to work, then your animal is going to get an anxiety of you then leaving. So it's a constant cycle of what's going on in our world in different areas. So we're trying to be there in different ways, just like the mental health and or for people. It goes the same way with the animals. If you really think about it, the animals are just like us. We all have our ups and downs. They just can't say it, so we got to figure it out that way. So we've been going strong all the way through, just like everybody else, and we're just trying to make sure we're there for people in those needs. But I would have relationships with multiple animal hospitals just to be able to get in to take care of your animal. Nowadays, there is a shortage of veterinarians, and you just got to really make sure your animals are taken care of.
Good words. And I wouldn't have thought about the aspect of going back to work causing an issue for the animal because they, you know, gotten so used to you being there all the time. But that makes a lot of sense. So where do people find For the Love of Paws?
For the Love of Paws is at 725 Southeast Mosier Avenue. That's Stevens and Mosier across from Chuck's Texaco years ago. And we have a red, white, and blue mural on the side of our building. We are actually growing out of our building, being the nonprofit animal hospital that we are. It's just really nice to be able to give back to the community, and that's where we are. We may end up moving in the future to keep on rolling, but that's where we are right now.
All right. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right. That wraps up Inside Douglas County for today. The event continues until 2 o'clock this afternoon at Aviva out here on Northeast Stevens, just north of Costco. Again, till 2 o'clock this afternoon. They've got lunch out here and a lot of folks to talk to. That wraps up Inside Douglas County on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.